Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and this morning we are beginning a new series. We are beginning a new series entitled, This Is It. The past few months we have been in the Book of Ruth, so this month we will be concluding with the Book of Ruth in Chapter 4. We started off in May talking about transformation, and I asked the question, are you ready? Are you ready to be transformed? The Lord has been working in some of our lives, and He has been transforming our physical lives. He has been transforming our spiritual and mental lives, and He has placed us in situations and predicaments that we had to make an ultimate decision. We had to decide what we wanted to do in our lives. We had to determine if we were going to allow Him to transform us, if we were ready to be transformed, and if we were going to walk into what He is going to do or what He was going to do in our lives. And then in the month of June, we began to talk about being in the right position. You can be willing to be transformed, but you also have to be in the right position. When you are in the right position, you are in the right place at the right time with the right attitude. And so we talked about being in the right position. And when you're in the right position, when you are allowing God to transform you, being in that right position will be the thing that propels you to the next level. And so we talked about being in position in the month of June. In the month of July, which was last month, we were in a series entitled Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup. And that series was basically saying, God has been working in your life. He has been blessing you. He has been transforming you. He has been stretching you. He has been pressing you. He has been pushing you forward. But just wait, that was not it. That was only part of the setup. And sometimes we can begin to get in a mindset to where God begins to do things, and we think that that's it. That's the final place that He has for us. But that was only the in-between. So this month, we are talking about this is it. We are in the place to where we are getting ready to birth what God has placed in us. We have been transformed. We have been ready. We have been in the right position. We have waited with hope and expectation in that in-between season. But now this is it. This is the time where God is about to do what He has told you He is about to do. This is it. This is the place where God is getting ready to bless you, just like He said He was going to bless you. That gift that God has placed in you, it is getting ready to flourish. That business that God has placed into you, it is getting ready to take off. The gifts that God has placed within you and has been in you, you are getting ready to walk in those gifts like never before. God is getting ready to take you places that you have never even thought about going. God is getting ready to do things in our lives that we never thought that we would be able to do because of our past. God is setting things up for you right now, right this minute, in order for you to do everything that He has called for you to do. This was a process that we had to go through in order for some things to get broken off of us, because we could not take what God is getting ready to do. We could not take that other stuff into what He is doing. And so the process that we had been going through, it was God preparing us for this moment now. God is ready. He is willing. He is getting ready to stretch you. He is getting ready to push you in. Some of you will walk into it and will not even know that you have walked into what God has for you. It will feel like a normal to you because the Holy Spirit is going to be with you. He is guiding you. He is leading you. And when you walk in right now, you have had a fear. You have had a fear. You have had a fear of the unknown. You have had a fear of not fitting in. You have had a fear of not having enough experience. But the Holy Spirit is getting ready to take you into that place, and you will walk in it because he will be leading you and he will be guiding you, and you will bless lives, and lives will be changed, and lives will be drawn to Christ. The business that you have will not be like any other business, where your focus is money and getting rich. Your focus will be to fulfill the purpose that God has for that business. The ministry that God has for you, it is not for you. What you are going to do, it is not for you to get the glory. It is not for you to be seen. What God is getting ready to do in you is for him to get the glory. This is all about kingdom building. This is not about us. This is not about money. This is not about being seen. This is not about trying to be in competition with anyone else. But what God is doing right now, what he is doing in your life, is getting ready for his kingdom to be seen, for his glory to be seen, and for souls to be drawn to him. So this is it. You are at the place that the Lord has prepared you for. All you have to do is be open and be willing. God is here. You have prepared. You have been stretched. You have been isolated. The Lord has been continually speaking to you about what he is getting ready to do in your life. And in these next 4 weeks, the only thing that I'm going to say to you, the things that I'm saying to you, is only confirmation of what the Holy Spirit has already told you. And so this is the confirmation that you are going to receive this month of what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, what he has told you, what he has placed in you. You are getting ready to birth what he has placed in you. There is nothing that anyone can do to take away what God is getting ready to do in your life. You are getting ready to birth something that will be seen by nations. And when I say that this will go far, the truth goes far. The truth never dies. And the seed that is within you, the seed that is getting ready to come out, will continue to flourish, because you will continue to pour seeds into other people. And the seed will continue to go and go and go. And so what God is getting ready to do, you better be ready. You better be ready, because this is it. I'm excited for you. I'm excited that you are finally getting ready to do what you have been wanting to do, what you have been longing to do, what other people said that you couldn't do, what you have been scared to do. You are getting ready to walk in it. There's no time for us to look around at all the things that you may think will stop you. Stop looking at your finances. Stop looking at your education. Stop looking at how you are going to provide for your family, because God has set this up in such a way that nothing or no one can stop you. Your focus needs to be on him. You can't focus on anything or anyone else in this season, because God is getting ready to stretch you and push you even further than you have ever been in your entire life. And so this month, we are going to talk on the series on the topic of this is it. This is your time. The Lord has prepared you. He has called you. He has equipped you. No one can take this from you. You have been, and there have been tears shed. You have been shedding tears going through this process, because there has been times where you felt like you wouldn't be able to make it. There have been times where you felt like you wanted to give up, and you felt like everyone was against you and God was just leaving you by yourself. But this is a time where God has prepared you. He has equipped you. And so you have to do what he is calling you to do in this season. There's no more waiting. There's no more waiting. He is getting ready to stretch you. This is it for you. So let's look at Ruth chapter 4. Let's look at Ruth chapter 4, and we're going to go through the first four verses this week, and then next week we'll pick up. And so verse 1 reads, "Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, 'Come over here, my friend, and sit down.' So he went over and sat down." And just a little background. Last week we left off Ruth. She had went to the threshing floor and let Boaz know that she wanted him to be her kinsman redeemer. He told her that there was a closer relative than he was, and he had to, with his integrity, he had to give that other kinsman redeemer the opportunity to take her on as his wife before he could actually do it. And so she went back to her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law gave her these wise words and told her, she said, "Just wait. Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest," speaking of Boaz, "until the matter is settled today." And so Ruth had done all that she can do. She had went through the process. She had been transformed. She was in the right position, and she was in that in-between season, and so now she was just waiting. And so this leads us into chapter four, where Boaz, he is actually the one that is doing the work now. What I want to bring to our attention is when this is it, when you are in the place that God has for you, there's going to be work that's behind the scenes that you will not even see. You see, but Ruth, she was back with Naomi, with her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law had told her to wait. But while Ruth was waiting, while she was waiting, Boaz had went up to the town gate, and the town gate was a busy place, a place where people met for meetings, and, you know, that was the place where everyone was. So Boaz, he went there, and he sat there. He not only went, but he sat there, and he was waiting for this other kinsman redeemer to come. And so when he saw him, he said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." And so when we are in this process of walking into what God is doing for us, there is work to be done behind the scenes that we will not even see it. I said earlier that there are some things that we don't have to worry about. Don't worry about your finances and how you're going to provide for this and how you're going to get that. God has set you up. He has prepared this for you. And so we need to allow him to work behind the scenes to get things done that we need to get done. There are times in our lives when people are working on our behalf because they support the God that we support. They love the God that we love. They see the God that's in us. And so they are supporting what we are doing, and we don't even know it. Sometimes we only look at the people that we can see supporting us. So if we can see them posting Facebook posts or handing out our flyers or having a magnet on their refrigerator or wearing a T-shirt, we only pay attention to those people. But I am quite sure, I can guarantee that there are many people that are supporting you that you don't even know about. There are people that's supporting you, that's working behind the scenes, that's praying for you, and they are asking God to keep you covered, and they are praying to God, and they are asking God to bless what you are doing because they know that it is of him. And so we have to understand that when we are walking into what God has given us, when we are birthing what God has given us, when we are birthing what God has placed in us, there's some work that we will not have to do and we will not also see. Not only did Boaz go, but he sat and waited. When I say there's work behind the scenes, I'm saying there is work. There are people that are laboring for you. There are people that's laboring for your effort because they are believing what God has placed in you. And so while you are waiting with expectation, while you are getting ready to walk in this, while you are getting ready to birth this, don't take it lightly that you have that behind the scenes work that has to go on. Sometimes we think that we have to do all the work, but there's work going on behind the scenes. And so when we stay connected with God, then we'll know, the Holy Spirit will let us know we can have that peace that surpasses all understanding, because while we are trying to figure things out, it's already being taken care of. But when we are in alignment with him and when we know what he is doing, we don't have to worry. We'll have that peace, and that behind the scenes work will be getting taken care of by the people that the Lord has to do it. Sometimes we are wanting people to help us and support us and do all of these things, and those aren't the people that God has for us. But the work that gets done behind the scenes is Holy Spirit led. The Lord has set it up, and so we don't have to try to manipulate anything. And I'm not saying that you can't have people supporting you, and the people that do support you up front, that they're bad people. Or I'm not saying anything like that. But what I'm saying is that there's also work behind the scenes. At times, there's more work behind the scenes than there is when it is up front. And so the behind-the-scenes work is intense. The behind-the-scenes work is much. The behind-the-scenes work is when you have people praying for you for hours that you don't even know that's praying for you. And so it's not just financial things that's the big benefit. It's prayer that is helping you. It's prayer that is helping you keep your mind. It's prayer that is helping you stay focused on God. And so you have people that are praying for you. There's times when I go into prayer and I ask the Lord, I pray before I pray. I ask the Lord to lead me. I say, "Holy Spirit, you know, lead me in this prayer. How do you want me to pray?" And there's times I'm praying for people that I hadn't even thought of in years. And so sometimes you have people praying for you, and they are praying for you because the Lord is leading them to pray for you. They are working behind the scenes for you, laboring for you on your behalf. But while you are birthing this, while you are able to still keep your sanity and while you are able to still stay focused, don't take it lightly that there's work behind the scenes. Understand that Ruth was resting with Naomi, so she didn't know what was going on. All she knew was she had Boaz's word that he said that he was going to look into the matter, and if the other kinsman redeemer didn't take her as a wife, he would. So she had his word. So we have to rest on God's word and allow that behind-the-scenes work to continue. And so let's look at the next two verses. It says, Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, sit here, and they did so. Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. And so when we are birthing what God has placed in us, when we are walking into that season, when this is it, we have to know that there's work behind the scenes, but then we also have to know that others will witness things that you won't. Other people will witness things on your behalf that you will not. Other people will know things about you that you did not even know what was going on. The work that was behind the scenes, other people will see it. And other people will hear about you, and other people will know that what you are doing is for the Lord. You will have people setting things up for you and talking about you because what you are doing is so genuine. It cannot be anything but God. God has set you apart. He has placed you away from everyone else. He has not caused you to have a business like everyone else, a ministry like everyone else, a life like everyone else, a marriage like everyone else. God has set you apart to do his particular business. You have to be peculiar. And when you are doing what God wants you to do, other people will work for you and other people will witness for you. What they will see, they will not see you though. They will see the God that is in you. And so when others are witnessing the God that is in you, it is drawing people closer to Christ. He had the elders with him in the kinsman redeemer. And the elders were able to witness what was going on. They were that third party. You know, sometimes you need a witness because some people don't believe that what you said happened. Some things are so good and some things are so God-ordained that when you tell somebody, they just don't believe you. But other people will witness what God is doing in your life because so many people downed you. Your past said that you couldn't make it. There are so many people that says you don't have enough education to do it. There are so many people saying you don't have enough money to do it. But God has set it up, and other people will witness what God is getting ready to do in your life. So don't hold back on who God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do the way that he has called for you to do it. You can rest in knowing that God has set this thing up. He has prepared you. He is with you. He is walking with you through the process, and no one will be able to stop what God is getting ready to do. And so other people will witness what God is getting ready to do in your life, and you will not even know it. It's something about the glory of God that's seen in someone and what they are doing that will draw other people. You don't have to try to make yourself known. You don't have to try to be flashy. You don't have to try to get the glory, because everything will be seen through the glory of God that is on you. And so we have to know that others will witness things that we won't. Sometimes we can get so discouraged, but God is doing this thing. He is doing it. We just must go through the process. Other people will try to pull on you. But when you are in alignment with God, you will know that every time someone calls you, you do not have to go. Some people are just sucking out of you. But God sets things up for you to do what he has called for you to do. And so we have to be in alignment with him, because when people begin to see who you are and what you are doing, they'll begin to want to call on you, tug on you just because. Those are the same people that doubted you before, that said that you couldn't do it, that talked about you. Those are those people. But you have to make sure that you are staying in alignment with the Holy Spirit so that he can lead you into what he has called for you to do. He is taking you through this. You will birth what he has placed in you. It is coming. It is here. It is now. And you have no choice but to walk in it. Don't let other people distract you. Don't let other voices sidetrack you. God is doing this thing, and no one can mess it up. And so let's look at the last part of verse 4. It says, but if you will not, he has given him the opportunity to take Naomi, the land that Elimelech had. He said, but if you will not, tell me so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line. I will redeem it, he said. And so when we are birthing what God has placed in us, when we are in that season where we can say, this is it, we have to know that there's work behind the scenes. We have to know that others will witness things that we won't. And we also have to know that some things sound good on the surface. This is very important because sometimes we can get so excited about something when we first hear it, especially when we're first starting off in something new and we're walking and what God has called for us to do. But sometimes we can get so excited on the surface that we walk into something that we shouldn't be walking into. We give our word on something that we shouldn't give our word to. And that's like I said before, where you have those people that will try to tug on you and that will call you and they'll see this and that and they'll try to. We have to have wisdom. Because some things do sound good on the surface. When Boaz made him this offer, he said, I will redeem it. Next week, we're going to see why some things sound good on the surface. But some things sound good on the surface to us. And we must realize and know that we have to stay in alignment with the Holy Spirit while we are walking through this process. This is something that has to be nourished. It has to be taken care of. It has to be protected. And some things do sound good, and our excitement can cause us to say things that we should not say. It can cause us to get into connection with people and things that we should not be connected to. But we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment with the Lord so that we can do what He has called for us to do. You have been through this entire process. You have stretched. You have cried. You have even been stressed, sometimes even nervous. But God is with you. And so don't get this far to have someone else distract you and take you off your course. You know that some things do sound good on the surface, and I can attest to them, some things do, but everything that's good is not for us. It may be good for someone else, but it may not be good for you. And so you have to have wisdom. We must also understand that when we are birthing what God has for us, when we are walking with Him, we must also know that He has an enemy. And so there's those times where the enemies will try to trick you up, and it may present itself as being good, but it's not good. It's a setup. And we know that the enemy is crafty and tricky. And so things sound good on the surface. They may present itself good on the surface. But some things are meant to harm you, are meant to tear you down. And some things aren't meant to harm you or tear you down. They're just not for you. And so you have to know, and you must stay in alignment so that you will realize what's for you. We can't just go to those things that sound good on the surface. There were many times in Jesus' ministry when people wanted Him to act, and He would say, my hour has not yet come, because He knew that there was a particular time and place that He had to do things. There was a particular time and place where He would do things and when He would not. And that's the same wisdom that we need to have. We need to have that Jesus wisdom to know that there are some things that sound good. People will want you to do them, but it is just not for you to do. And so when we are going through this process, when we are birthing this thing, and I'm super excited for everybody. I'm excited because when you see people walking in their purpose and they're just so excited about it, especially people that didn't think that they can do it, it's like it's a I don't even know what you want to call it. It's like a high kind of thing that you get just watching people just walk and just excited, you know, and just going and doing what God has called for them to do. And everyone thinks that when God calls you to do something, it has to be like preaching or something like that. God has placed businesses in people. God has placed physicians and lawyers. God has placed so much stuff in people. It doesn't necessarily have to be a preaching or teaching or something like that. God has given so many people occupations, and He has called missionaries, and God is so big that everything that we do, can you imagine if everyone that lived in this world that had an occupation, regardless of where it was or what it was, if they did it for the glory of God, how this world would be? God is setting His people up in the White House. God is setting His people up in lawyers' offices. He is setting His people up in doctors' offices. The Lord is setting His people up to do His will, for His glory to be seen. Allow your gifts to be manifested for the glory of God, whatever it is. But make sure you are in alignment with Him. And when you are birthing this thing, when you are birthing it, allow Him to walk you through this process. This is it. It is here, regardless of what you think or regardless of how you feel, it is. And so you have to do what God has called for you to do. Don't lose track. Don't lose focus. Do what God has called for you to do. Don't let anything or anyone stop you because you got it. And so as we continue to go through this series on This Is It, we're just going to go through through some steps and just help us through this process of birthing what God has given us, of being in that first level of what God is birthing in us. I love the fact that some people have walked in it, and it's so normal. It feels so good that they don't even know that they've walked in it. That's just how the Holy Spirit works. You are there. There were some spiritual things that were transpiring like over the last couple of months. God has been doing this thing. He has been working this thing out for you. And so there's nothing that anyone can do to take it from you. You have to embrace it. You have to embrace yours today. Don't run from it. God has called you. He has equipped you. He has prepared you. All you have to do is stay focused on what he has called for you to do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for your word, and I thank you that you continue to be with us, Lord. You continue to call us your children, oh God. You continue to allow us another opportunity, Lord, to get more closer to you, Lord, to learn more about you, Lord, to become more intimate with each other, Lord, and most importantly, to do your work, Lord. I pray that you fill us with your wisdom as we are walking in what you have given us, Lord. I pray, God, that we stay focused on you and that we not become distracted by things that sound good on the surface, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that what others will witness, Lord, that it will all be for your glory, oh God. I pray that we not want to get the glory for anything, Lord, but I pray that everyone that sees us or hears of us, Lord, that they will hear of your word, that they will know that we are truly representatives of you, oh God. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We know that we cannot continue this journey without you. In Jesus' name, amen.